The sheriff of Wall Street is back, but this time he's looking to be more like a deputy, for now at least.
At least now.
5 years after resigning as New York governor after his involvement in a prostitution scandal, Eliot Spitzer is running for New York City comptroller. He told the New York Times it's a position he feels he can make more powerful and influential, so should Wall Street be worried?
Let's talk about it with Reason Magazine managing editor Catherine Mangue Ward. She says Wall Street should fear a return by Eliot Spitzer. But securities attorney Andrew Stoltman says the days of Spitzer striking fear into the hearts of bankers, they are over. Thank you both for joining us today. Catherine, obviously he's watched the poll results for Anthony Weiner here in New York, who himself was disgraced, had to leave Congress, and is now running for mayor and leading the pack here. That nothing's lost on Eliot Spitzer, right?
I guess not. I mean, personally, I think Wall Street and maybe New Yorkers in general should be afraid of anybody who finds the private sector so awful, so unappealing that even after this incredible disgrace, even after he's sort of a punchline nationally, he still wants to try again for office. You know, I would have rather seen him kind of take his talents into the private sector and leave the rest of us alone. But I think it's not to be.
Yeah, Catherine, it would almost seem that notoriety these days is one way to ensure that your name recognition stays out there. It gives you an advantage over lesser-known rivals.
Spitzer was famous, especially during his attorney general days, for trial by press release. And you would think in that court he's been convicted. But he, you know, the personal, he wants us to set aside the personal and just see him as an able and competent person and politician. He certainly wasn't able to do that with the CEOs that he went after as AG. I'm not sure New Yorkers should do it either.
Andrew, Eliot Spitzer did almost recreate the position of New York Attorney General to give it the respect to some degree power that Schneiderman continues to exercise today. Do you think he'll do the same if he's given this position by voters as New York City Comptroller?
Well, look, let me say, I'm a fan of Eliot Spitzer. He did something when he was the AG, the Attorney General, that the SEC and FINRA was unwilling to do. He went after the biggest crooks on Wall Street. He went after some people who weren't crooks on Wall Street. But I don't think he's going to be able to take his new office, assuming he gets elected, and turn it into another AG's office. He simply isn't going to have the power. He isn't going to have the ability to indict like he did when he was the Attorney General. He's not going to have the power of the Martin Act. So I think we are going to see a very neutered Eliot Spitzer. And you just won't see him as effective as he used to be. And I don't think Wall Street has anything to fear from the new Eliot Spitzer.
But he has already said in interviews that, for example, he would go after Jamie Dimon's position as both chair and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah, you know, he can say that all he wants, but without having the ability to really indict and the power of the Martin Act, I just don't think he's going to be able to do what he did so effectively back when he was the Attorney General. Look, I give him credit for being aggressive. We know he's going to be the aggressive Eliot Spitzer. He just doesn't have the infrastructure behind him, the investigators, the attorneys, all that fun stuff that he had when he was the Attorney General. He won't have that, assuming he gets elected.
Catherine, I can't imagine that Eliot Spitzer, should he win this position, is going to retire as comptroller of New York. This has got to be a stepping stone, don't you think?
It certainly is. And I would say, you know, with regard to the Martin Act, that's a law from 1921. And Spitzer and many of his predecessors took it, shaped it for their own purposes. They found a law on the books and they expanded their powers within it. There's no reason to think he won't do that again. There's a lot of old laws on New York's books that he can find and use for his own ends.
Give me 10 seconds on the Martin Act. I read about it this morning and I forgot what it was about.
It basically just gives guys like Eliot Spitzer tremendous power to get information from companies and not go through the traditional court system.
It's a fishing license.
It's a fishing license.
Got it. Jeez. Thank you both. Yeah, or something like that, Andrew.